your bike, and it prevents any type of corrosion. So, anyways, enough of that, and over to you there, Pierre. I don't know if there's anybody else, but leave a pause. Maybe somebody else might want to chime in and join the round table here this morning. Over to you, Pierre, VE5 Alpha Lima, VE5 RJM.
Yeah, Roger, Randy. Yeah, so we have quite a bit of contact this morning. Well, surprised, very surprised. My first time like this on VHF with you and Henry and everybody. Paul sometime, email and whatever. Good big family over there, that's for sure. Very enjoyed. Yeah, very funny. Very funny. And Benoit too. So Benoit speak French and what's his name? VE3, I need to check my paper now, but anyway. VE3 Juliet November uniform. Dan. People speak French. And after that we're talking with another guy from France. Wow. That's pretty rare. Back to you.
Yeah, no, that's great that we have these other contact stations come in and join in, and hopefully we hear them back again on a regular basis. Yawning here. I'm getting a little bit sleepy here. I just started my second cup here, so I should be getting awake and onto other things here to start my day here. So anyhow, I'm going to back out of here, I think, but I'll be monitoring. And I'll probably go to QRZ and maybe enter a couple stations in there. And I had the pleasure of having a QSO with this morning, short ones at that, but there were still QSOs. So anyways, appreciate... appreciate you guys bringing you talking in French there to that Frenchman down in the U.S. there that was traveling. So I do believe it was U.S. Maybe you're right, Paris, maybe, or someplace he was coming in from. I don't know. I wasn't looking at the dashboard, so. But anyways, it's good. It's good. So what you got planned for today? And we'll have a short round table here between you and I here, because I think Henry's stepping out there. But if not, Henry, just pipe in there. Don't want to leave anybody out in the wind, that's for sure. Over to you, Pierre. Maybe leave a little bit of a pause there. VE5 Alpha Lima, VE5 RGM in the group. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. Well, number one, I need to check my wire guide for my HF antenna. Why? Because when you have a lot of rain, just like yesterday, for all day long, so when the polyester nylon wires dry out, believe me or not, they loose again. So need to be a little bit more tight, you know, because the rain affect this stretch or whatever on the rope, you know what I mean? So and my second plan is I probably try to find another pair of sunglasses. Because I have a very good one before, but it's gone. So that's all right. No problem at all. That's just my pleasure. So, but I need the one I give to Michelle. You put this sunglass on top of new glasses, you know. But I don't really need it anymore because after my cataract, I don't need that kind of a sunglass anymore. Just a regular one. You know what I'm saying? So I need to buy one anyway. So I don't care. I know Cablas, the fishing store in Saskatoon, they have a very good one over there. So I'm just looking around and make some window shopping, check the price, and we'll see what happens. Back to you.
Yeah, copy that there. B5RJM returning. And yeah, fine business on all the new stations that were coming in, and even some existing other stations that I've heard on here before. So it was nice to be on here this morning and not miss out. So not too often. I'm the one that usually Henry. You're not the only one that. Misses things. I'm usually away from the radio when things like this happen as well. So, boy. Anyhow. Well, Michelle, she likes those sunglasses. She uses them, used them last time and fishing, and, she used them quite a bit here, during the week here when we went on a little vacation camping. And fishing and so forth, but the sun was bright at times. So she put these sunglasses on, and she was very happy because they went over her existing ones. So otherwise, she usually just takes, she also has the clip-ons for her glasses, but they're never where you want them to be, those clip-ons, because they're either in the house or someplace else or in the other vehicle. And you always forget them when you go someplace else in another vehicle or whatever. So she's got her one pair in her car, and these pair are in the truck there. So she's always got a pair there. So, and my glasses, they just tint automatically. So I used to be very sensitive to sunlight. But over the years, it's gotten better. I'm not as sensitive anymore. So there is that. Anyhow, I think I'm going to back out of here. Pierre, you have yourself a good day, and I'm going to start doing here something here as well. So we'll talk later. And yeah, say good morning there to Olga there, too, if she's listening. So if not, very good morning to both of you, and we'll say 7-3s. Talk a little bit later on. VE5 Alpha Lima, VE5 RGM. We'll be monitoring on your final. 7-3.
Good morning, Randy. How are you doing?
Oh, very good morning, Olga. Hopefully you had a good sleep last night. I hear that you're having a rough day the other day a little bit. So I'm glad your appointments turned out good. Good news there by the sounds of it. You don't need your eye cataracts there, surgery like Pierre. So that's super. So you must be happy about that. Over.
Can't put a Ukrainian down.
Well, you get along very well here in Kenora. We're all Ukrainians here. Whether we're imports or not, we get looped into the Ukrainian family here. It's Ukraine culture here in Kenora. So, everybody knows everybody here, so, and they got usually some type of, Ukrainian culture, heritage in behind them, so you do very, very well, unlike a Frenchman. Hi. Over.
You know, Ukrainians are very friendly people, and hardworking, but better than the frogs, Frenchmen.
No apple pie, doesn't it?
And he wants apple pie, so what? Whatever.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, you got an interesting call with QSO going this morning there. So, nice talking with you on the air here, Olga. And, please do more. We appreciate a lady's voice on here every once in a while, and it's nice to have someone else come in there. So, fine business on that. And you have yourself a good rest of the day there, that's for sure. So, do you like that cherry jam there that I passed along there to Pierre there? Over.
Randy, it was wonderful. I liked the tartiness. Tart, you know? Really enjoyed it. Thank you and Michelle very much. We much appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. Yeah, every year we like to make a few jars and for taste and just to change up, and it's nice, you know. Not something I could eat probably every day, but yeah, it's nice to have a change in what we regularly eat. So have a little bit of cherry jam on your toast or whatever, and or whatever you can put it on. Whatever you have there. So sometimes waffles, Michelle likes to put it on waffles and that sort of thing as well, so, or pancakes. So same thing with regular jam, you know, no different. Anyhow, glad you enjoyed it there, Olga. Back to you.
Okay, Randy, you have a great day, you and Michelle. You'll have to drop in to our place sometimes.
Oh, I plan to. I plan to again here. Enjoyed the last time we were there, or last time I was there, I guess. Michelle didn't get the pleasure of meeting you, I don't think. But next time we're in the city there, definitely you'll be one of our stops there for sure. Stop in for a coffee or a refreshment. Hi, hi. It's always a pleasure going to your place and meeting up with you folks. So, anyways, appreciate all that. I think I'm going to back out of here and I'll pass it back to Pierre there. I guess you're out of luck for your apple pie there, Pierre. Hi, hi. You gotta talk nicer. Hi, hi. V5RJM in the group.
Well, you know, if I want an apple pie, I better to go to Costco. Hi, hi. or what do you call that little country when you're going fishing? What?
Wadena.
There we go. So, all right, 73 and I need to go, and we'll see you later. Thank you for QSO, and take care, everybody. V5 RJM, V5 AL, will be clear and QRT, 73.
Yeah, you bet. I'm looking forward to our next fishing trip there, so... I'll see what, does this weekend work out? This weekend I think we're busy, and next week, I think during the week, I'm not sure if it's Tuesday or, it's September 1st anyways is the day, I have to go to Regina, I'm gonna get another increase there on my, medication there for my pump. So I'm still, you know, it's not like you don't even know it's there, you know, unless you touch it or unless you bang it with something or whatever, it has a, you know, that plastic sound to it when you tap it. I can play the drums there on my belly. Anyways, no worries there. I am feeling better these days, and even after camping all week, I struggled a few days there while I was there, but it wasn't that bad.